Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Now it's 7 after the hour to get into this past week's overview of what's in the News Talk Radio world. The DJV gang is here. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. We take this hour to review the stories that have been listed at talkers.com, the overview of the News Talk Radio world as they have, that's their business. They are listening to radio programs, talking to program directors and hosts around the country to get a sense as to what's going on, what the big stories are. So this is that countdown in the way with my own group. We also have a people list as well. Let's start number 10, and we go from number 10 to number 1, cover as much of it as we can with some nuance, things that we've talked about ourselves on the program, or we've heard other people talk about, observations, etc. Number 10 is the overview of the weather in certainly the mid-south. The tornadoes, southeast part of our country, have been hit pretty hard this past, many communities this past week. Actually, the past month, wouldn't you say? You look back at some of the things in March were pretty wild as well. Not only April storms, but March storms. This typically happens at this time of year because there's a clash between it's winter and spring coming together, and the air masses being cold in part of the country and warm in other parts of the country, and they clash and create the perfect storm, if you will. These tornadoes, some of them have been very violent and wiped out, I think there's been two or three, four communities been completely wiped out, haven't they, over the past month or so in some of these circumstances?
Yeah, it's been bad.
And we're not hearing about it. This is normally, this is one of those things that we would normally hear so much about, but because of coronavirus, we don't get that nationally.
Yep. And that could be the case with number 9 as well. This is Earth Week, and Wednesday was Earth Day. A lot of conversation. We were talking certainly here about planting trees and what it means, and a little bit of farm talk as well, because I think that's very appropriate because I'm a farmer and do a program called The American Family Farmer, what's going on, how growing is taking place, that sort of thing, the whole idea of oxygenation, anything green that you plant or that you have exposure, you should be thankful for, because, you know, when, remember the old Joni Mitchell song, pulled up the, I forget what the exact lyric line was, like, pull up the grass and put in a parking lot, and that's, you know, kind of something we'd like to stay away from as much as we can, because all that grass and all those trees are, and I'm not one of these, I'm certainly not a, there are a lot of people who make this a religion. I'm not, I don't find it a religion, but I understand how it works because I'm a farmer. And most people should be taught in early science classes, even in elementary school, how the planet works. Without water, without the trees, we don't have a planet. We got a rock. And so the fact that we have enjoyed part of the conversation I've heard this week, ladies, has had to do with the virus and how much cleaner the air is because we don't have industry. So then we get back to working. How do we mitigate some of the things that have created the pollution? You know, people keep saying, oh, electric cars, everybody's got to drive electric. Where do you think the electricity comes from? Until everything is solar powered or wind powered,
you're burning as much. The plant that builds the cars is solar powered.
Yeah, is it good? Okay. So what about the electric plants that supply the electricity to... I just want people to realize that it's not a panacea. Yeah. Well, and the more the merrier. We've got plenty of sunlight. No reason why we shouldn't... The other thing about the panels are kind of ugly. Depending on, you can see them... I know a lot of farmers who put them on their land because it's a way for them to make enough money to keep the farm going. And you see them on tops of buildings. I don't think they're so bad on tops of homes and buildings. Do you have any in your neighborhood? Oh, I don't know about Jennifer's neighborhood. They don't even have electricity in Jennifer's neighborhood.
But. Oh, my God. Thanks, Doug.
Yeah. But in terms of Victoria, you're in a... Are there many apartment buildings?
I'm in the
Yeah.
Well, our apartment complex, no. But there are a lot of homes in New Jersey with solar panels.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, my cousins have it on their house. It saved them a lot of money. And I apparently, because I know Jen has talked about this in California, I guess it's not, if you try to sell your house or something, there's a complication with it. I guess in New Jersey they figure that out and it's not a complication.
What do you mean?
Jen had mentioned something. I think her fiancé has solar panel on his house. And
oh, if you sell a house, you have to pay off the note. That's in Massachusetts.
You do.
Yep,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you buy the solar, if you buy the solar for your house, that you bought it, you've got to pay it off and just hope
you're
get
it
back in the price of the house.
Yeah, yes. Right. Yeah.
And the thing is that people who were early adapters, like Jeff, my fiancé, he paid a ton of money, and now he could probably get the same thing for a lot less. So that's a problem, because he's got, you know, $50,000 in solar debt to take care of once he sells his house. That's a problem. But now with any new structure in California, they're requiring you to have solar.
Oh, there you go. Make
good sense. Those solar tiles, the roof tiles that Tesla is making, they are absolutely gorgeous. They look like
they come
in different colors. Yeah,
yeah.
They look like regular roofing
shingles.
Tiles, or they even if you like the look of like a Spanish tile, like that, you know, like that blue tile that's on a lot of Mediterranean style homes, you can even get that, and it looks beautiful. It's amazing the technology. They've shrunk it down into a 4-inch by 4-inch tile.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It's the same thing as the technology of an iPhone. There's more computer technology in an iPhone than there was in the first rocket that went to the moon.
Yeah.
Look at how they remember. Well, you probably don't remember. I remember the first computers back in the 60s would take.
Sorry, my cat keeps rearranging things.
That's okay. Fine,
Jennifer. Look, we're all in home studios.
That's
right. I don't know what her deal is today. She keeps batting things around.
Yeah, it's okay. Anyway, the little community.
At least it's nothing important, so that's good.
No.
It was my solar panels that I had hooked up on myself.
Right. I lost my train of thought. Where were we on the...
You were talking about the first computers.
Oh, how in the late 50s, early 60s, when IBM created the first computers, they would take the whole building.
Yeah, with one computer.
Right. And so now that whole building is encapsulated in your iPhone. Yeah, that's how amazing... the world of technology has become. So they can, the point is that they'll be able to take these solar panels and make them smaller and smaller and become more productive as time moves on. Number 8 on the story list, according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is the NFL draft. I must excuse myself from this conversation. The only NFL news I heard this week that made a difference to me was that Gronk is going to play in Tampa with the Brady.
That's the only news that matters. Come
yeah,
on.
It does seem to be only. Yeah. I mean, does anybody even know anything about some of these other players? It's not in our wheelhouse, but I just don't. Yeah, you know, it may be important to some people, but it certainly...
It is important, and especially for anyone who's a sports fan. The NFL draft usually gets a lot of viewers anyway.
Mm-hmm. And it's done live, usually. Now they've had to amend
it. It was on live last night, wasn't it?
It was on a bit last night. Well, everyone's at home. It's kind of funny. Instead of being in suits and ties in Radio City, they're all at home.
That's what I'm getting at, is typically when I mean live, everybody's in the same room together, and that's not happening anymore.
Mm-hmm. No. All right. In a moment, we'll start to really drill down into the top 7, which all have something to do in some way, shape, or form to the virus. I'll explain my philosophy of what's going on here, and the ladies can bring us up to date on some of the other things. We're putting the pieces together of the story list and the coronavirus impact on what we're talking about here. As we continue on this week's Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen at 15 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like a Samsung Galaxy phone. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, $0 per month after $35.42 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes and restrictions apply. $100 prepaid MasterCard requires support and online registration. Ships after 45 days. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, back into the fold here. The charts of the week of April 20th through the 24th are what we're discussing. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan, we're all on it. Number 7 on the list is the psychology that's wrapped around trying to deal with this issue and what's happening to people who are losing everything. They have no money. They have no means. How many people are on unemployment now? 30 million around the country. And these were many people work week to week, paycheck to paycheck. You don't have any money. Okay, where's the $1,200? I haven't seen $1,200 yet. Anybody seen their $1,200 yet?
We got our stimulus direct deposit, last week.
Mm-hmm. So what happened to me? I didn't get mine.
I think you're probably on the written checklist, right? You're waiting. No, my parents haven't gotten it either.
I get my monthly Social Security thing as a direct deposit. I would have thought they would. And I get my farm $89 farm subsidy.
Kept everything going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I kept the farm going. Yeah, it was fabulous. Yeah, exactly. So what you can imagine, though, the psychology of what happens to people. And so I bring around, maybe thread this through the conversation. I'm beginning to think that this may be one of the great hoaxes of all time. I've said I wasn't going to use the word hoax, but one of the great.
I hate that word because it discounts the lives.
Yeah,
that
it does.
Lost.
And that's why I said I don't want to use it.
I think maybe not hoax, but maybe one of the most ginned up reactions. How about that?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
I think the reaction has been appropriate in places
some
like New York and New Jersey and Connecticut.
We agree.
California, parts of California, LA.
It's been way over.
But the damage, the economic damage, the psychological damage, the physical damage. Look at the number of divorces. Good God. I looked at a stat the other day. How many people are getting, like 6% of the number of divorces has increased in terms of sheer numbers. The volume is up 6%. Now, it doesn't seem like much, but think about how many people are married. 6% of the marriage force is thinking about getting a divorce. Wow, that's pretty damning about marriage in general, I guess. 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot hits and talk radio for this week, the DJV clan is here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number six on the countdown of the top 10 items. Number six is a focus on our relationship with China. My feelings are so, I don't want to diminish everybody else's, and I end up taking all the time. So I'll let Jennifer and encourage Jennifer and Victoria to take a swing at this before I go off.
Bring business back from China. Do you want me to do it that way?
Yeah, that's
take
a good
it anywhere
idea.
Out of, yeah, put it somewhere else.
Any place but China.
Reopen the labs in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico needs the stimulus as an for the economy. You know, Costa Rica also used to make a lot of generic drugs when that became legal. You know, when things, the certain amount of time that a prescription drug has to be on the market, I think it's 10 years or something like that. Maybe it's shorter now. And then the generic form can be made. And Costa Rica used to make a lot of those generics. And then they all of that business went to China. Ireland has amazing high-tech labs that could use more work. And so, I think there are a lot of options to take it out of China.
We forget. In America, we forget. And we get a little bit arrogant that we're untouchable. And then when something like this happens, and I tend to agree with you, Doug, I think our reaction has been grossly overdone. But that being said, when something like this does happen and we go, wait a second, where's our medicine coming from? Where's our protective equipment coming from? Where are the masks? Where's everything? It's all being made in China. So now we have to rely on
another
country.
But now we're paying the piper.
Who's not our friend to save them, to save our lives during
I think it goes further than they're not our friend. They're our enemy. And I think that what's happened this last week or two or three with the Russians and the Chinese and the glee that seems to be coming forth from the Iranians with the Western world suffering the way that it has. They don't give a damn in China. They care about their economy, but they don't give a damn about the millions of people that have actually died there that they're not even talking about.
They don't care about their own people at all.
Here's a story that I read. You know, we love to talk about misinformation campaigns when it comes to Trump and 2016 and all of the emails and the social media posts. Do you know that China also launched a fear campaign within the United States?
Oh, I wanted to talk about that.
To scare the heck out of people?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep. There was a whole thing this week that was unfolded, what was learned about China and what they're doing on the Internet and with social media. Basically, they're the reason behind a lot of the fear. And a lot of the stuff that we've done has been based on what we think. And a lot of the stuff that we're thinking comes from social media.
Well, and it also is filtering through the World Health Organization.
Yeah, they're no good either.
And so, yeah, I mean, they're doing China's bidding for them, and so they're using them as a mouthpiece to spread misinformation.
And I'm not on the political side of this, but I will tell you that I agree with the Trump on a couple of very important things this week, and one of them is our reaction, our relationship with the World Health Organization. We need not to be, as long as it's so obvious what they're doing. The fact that they said that this stuff, the reason that we're upset about it, if you didn't hear, I'm sure you did if you're paying attention, they say that this stuff came from animals. And that's
what they're sticking with, because they have to.
Right.
Because if they don't, they're opening themselves up to lawsuits. We already saw the state of, I want to say, is it, it's not
Nebraska, I think it is.
Michigan or Minnesota?
Mississippi. Mississippi.
Some state already sued China for this. And so China's saying, oh, that's a ridiculous lawsuit, and that's why they're doubling down on this came from animals. We didn't do this in a lab. Because if they did create it, then they're completely culpable. So, and every country in the world can sue China for negligence.
And but the best way to get at them is, hey, don't pay. If you borrowed money from China, don't pay them back. What are they going to do? And the second thing is, don't take your businesses out of there and let their economy collapse and help our economy. It's time. I'd like to see Trump and other leaders become a little more forceful in this and bring through Congress all these incentives. I mean, real action here to bring all these businesses back so that even the greedy people that run some of these big corporations that only are concerned about the bottom line will think twice about going back to China. I think that's something that really needs to be pounded home.
That'd be great if that happens.
And you look at stuff you buy and don't buy stuff from China. Top 5 coming up as we continue on the Talk Radio Review.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now they need our help as we all fight the coronavirus. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their family, hospital volunteers, and staff can have little or no contact with them. Being alone can be terrifying, but we all can help. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. We invite you to join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for nearly 50 years. healvets.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he was being sarcastic when he was talking about ingesting disinfectant to kill the coronavirus. Dr. Nosy Zike heads the Illinois Department of Public Health.
There's been a significant increase in calls to the Illinois Poison Center compared to this same time last year associated with exposures to cleaning agents. Some recent examples include the use of a detergent solution for a sinus rinse and gargling with a bleach and mouthwash mixture in an attempt to kill coronavirus.
The World Health Organization said there's still no evidence that coronavirus patients who have recovered won't catch the virus again. The agency issued this statement Friday after some governments suggested recovered COVID-19 patients could be issued an immunity passport to return to travel or have a free pass to return to work. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Police across the country say the coronavirus seems to be leading to more cases of racial problems in some places. Asian Americans have been dealing with harassment and discrimination since the coronavirus pandemic began. There have been hundreds of attacks on Asians in the U.S., and many are now carrying cameras or even guns. They are also training to deflect such attacks, saying they want to confront racist bullying. One man tells the story of a man demanding his shopping cart at a New York Costco, saying, "Because your people are the reason coronavirus is happening." There have been multiple reports of Asian Americans making up a huge portion of the people purchasing guns at many gun shops in the last 2 months. Although many businesses are struggling during the pandemic, one business is doing quite well, USA's John Clemens reports.
It's Consumer Staples that reports a 22% increase since March 23rd as shoppers began stocking up on groceries, cleaning supplies, and, of course, paper products like bathroom tissue. Kimberly Clark of the Irving, Texas-based corporation reports net sales were $5 billion, led by a 13% jump in tissue paper sales. Kimberly Clark's first quarter operating profit went on a tear of $904 million, compared with a year earlier of $655 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back into the story fold here. Charts from Talkers Magazine. You can see them at talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. All About Talk. Michael Harrison and his crew do a great job of culling all of the nonsense and getting down to the root of the conversations on the News Talk Radio circuit around our country. So we have the top 10 stories that are listed there and the top 10 people. Mostly we don't get into the people because we don't have time, but I'll give you the list anyway. At number 10 on the people list from Talkers is AOC. Number 9 is Nancy Pelosi. AOC is Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. McConnell, Mitch McConnell is number 8. Leader, I don't even want to give his name, the leader of China is 7. Joe Biden is 6. Dr. Rick Bright is 5. Brian Kemp, Carolyn Goodman, and Ron DeSantis are at number 4. Andrew Cuomo is at 3. Dr. Fauci is at 2. And Donald Trump is at number 1. Okay, I guess that's appropriate given what's going on. All right, so number 5 on the list, the story list, has to do with the stats, the projections, things that are going on, where are we going. I think that New York plays a role. Well, I wonder if you would comment on this because you're closest to it, Victoria. You live in New Jersey. So Governor Cuomo announcing The state is working with its two neighbors, normally the tri-state area. You know, there's a big connection, strong connection, obviously, southern New York to New Jersey and Connecticut, launching a contact tracing program. So what would statistically that look like? Tracing,
well,
testing, isolating people.
Tracing people who have tested positive for it, and then trying to figure out kind of the spider web of the people that they've been in contact with. And so it's an ambitious plan, but it makes a lot of sense, and this is kind of what they've done.
How would it work? You know, is it clear yet how it would work?
I don't know specifically how it would work. I think that
they're surveilling the disease, I think, and then they ask people to write down all the people that they may have come in contact with, and then those people are contacted, and then there's a whole other stage of those people having to contact. I mean, it's a tough process, but I think for most people who are staying indoors, it's a little bit easier. Imagine if they did this without people staying indoors. Can you imagine all the people you come into contact with?
Well, they're going to run into that problem, too. There are a lot of people in New Jersey who, for whatever reason, political or otherwise, I don't know, who have not stayed in, and there have been a lot of problems with that.
So it's an ambitious thing.
Mike Bloomberg is...
He's paying for it.
he's donated $10 million to it.
Yeah.
And, well, he's got the Bloomberg, the Bloomberg School of... whatever it is, the medical school at Johns Hopkins, where he went to school. So, they're all working together on it. They said there's going to be like 35,000 medical students who are going to be part of the tracing army.
Yeah.
So, and this is, you know, this is not a new concept. This is what they've done in South Korea. After SARS, South Korea, you know, they knew how to lock this down. That's why we've seen they tested more than anybody in the world. They tested, South Korea tested everybody, you know, multiple times. But see, the other part of the problem that we're still learning about this virus is people who have tested, who had the virus, tested positive, had the virus, had mild symptoms, and then went about their lives. They're still testing positive. So the antibody thing is kind of interesting. I don't know if the antibody theory works if you are still testing positive for it. I don't know. But, you know, my in-laws, they tested positive for the virus over a month ago, and they just had a second round of testing this week, and they all still are positive. So that's a lot more than the 14-day quarantine, where supposedly that's enough to be safe. But if my in-laws hadn't tested positive again, they would probably think it was okay to go back out into the world. And we now know that they're still contagious and they still have the virus well over a month. So it's kind of, I don't know, there's still a lot to learn.
You know, so many people, I think, at the beginning of all of this thought that once you were diagnosed, that it was a death sentence, and that the minute you had it, you were just going to keel over and die. But what we're finding now in New York and L.A., where they've been doing these antibody tests, is that hundreds of thousands of people have had this and didn't even know. They thought it was the flu, or they thought it was allergies or a cold even, or maybe nothing at all. They just didn't have any symptoms.
Well, the dangerous part is those people come in contact with the vulnerable population, and then that's why we're seeing so many older people who are passing away from this. So that's the scary part. It's just the unknown.
Yep, it sure is. All right, so we've got a couple in the statistic department. Interesting reality here is how people are buying their food or doing shopping. Instacart has hired 300,000 workers to meet the demand for grocery deliveries.
And
now
they
want to hire another 250,000 workers to meet the demand. So this is one business that is offering full-service shopping that has done very well in this circumstance. Too bad it took this to do well, but it's a great idea, a great service. They have posted saying they will reintroduce a wait list for applicants in areas where they have enough workers to satisfy demand to ensure they are balancing how many workers it brings on. But you're out of work. And there's another way. Farmers are looking for help and going, in fact, to the unemployment office because there's been a snafu in getting some of the people that come from other countries to work on farms for obvious reasons. So now there are a number of states that are encouraging farmers to go to the unemployment line and see who is there that they can use. People that work in restaurants, people who are anybody.
But where is there an actual line? Everyone does it online, like online, not like standing in a line.
But you can go to the office and say, we need people. Can you refer us to some people that would be good and would looking for a job. Or they can post in their local, on their local media that they're looking for work, you know, that kind of
stuff. New Jersey has a website that's just dedicated to job openings right now. It's a new jobs portal, like a pandemic jobs portal. And I think they have like 50,000 positions open right now. Really? So, yeah, well, there are, look, New Jersey
Walmart,
has,
I know we say a lot about Walmart, but they've hired like 50,000 people, Instacart, Amazon. I mean, there are companies that are hiring right now.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, so there's that in the health care universe, number four on the countdown. What has been more interesting, well, there certainly are a lot of people that are eager to get the health care system back to working. So you can see your doctor, you can get, I mean, there certainly has been a lot of telemedicine practiced, but you still have a lot of people that need to have operations. Cardiologists want to be able to get people into the hospital if they need an operation. People have been concerned about going into the hospital because they're afraid of getting the virus in the hospital. And I think that's probably a pretty real threat.
It is,
But it's time for us to get these hospitals and doctors back in operation. You ladies agree?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Look, you know, we've talked about this, and clearly, you know, we know Jeff, Jen's fiance, is very, very close to this and works for Kaiser. And so, you know, I didn't know this until this all happened, that the bulk of the profits that hospitals make is from elective surgeries. And taking that away has bankrupted a lot of hospitals. So,
right.
And not only that, but people being out of work, they're not paying their premiums. And what about the surgeries that aren't considered elective, that are considered necessary but have been put off because of this? I mean, many hospitals in California are just sitting empty, waiting for people to come in, and they're going to need a bailout. That's
in my opinion, in my mind, this is all part of the Chinese plan to bring us to our knees, to bankrupt businesses, bankrupt the country. So that
I know a lot of economists have said that that it's not going to be, you know, that they've been talking about the shape of what this curve will look like. So some people said it would be a V, meaning like we were riding high, we have a super low, and then it's going to be super high again. And then other people say, it's going to be a W, and, you know, everyone's got a different letter. I actually do think that we are going to have a very quick rebound in certain sectors.
I think you're right about certain sectors. In travel, hospitality,
hotels, you know, restaurants, and I think people are just have cabin fever, and I think that restaurants are going to bounce back really quickly, and they deserve to. They've been hit so hard, and so I don't know. Maybe I'm just too optimistic, but I think we're going to bounce back faster than what was projected. And you know what? F you, China. So that's what I say.
Well, you heard it from the horse's mouth. I agree with that.
China.
We all chime in with that one. And then with this, I want a quick anecdotal reference to the Harvard Healthcare Center that got, what was it, $8 million or something? Or I think it was more than that,
wasn't it?
Yeah, right. They sent the money back. But no. The presidential race is number three. I don't know if there's much to talk about there, but I do want to talk about the economy a little bit more and civil liberties as we have a couple of minutes left after these announcements here on our Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030. Hello, this is Gary Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
This week's tip from Drawn to Wildlife deals with the numerous benefits of getting outdoors. We will share those benefits right after this brief message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex bait system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
The benefits to getting outdoors by taking a walk, playing with the kids, or just sitting on the porch is numerous. Being outdoors boosts your energy, makes it easier to exercise, reduces stress, and can even help your vision. So try to get outside for 20 minutes a day and reap those benefits. To learn more about the outdoors, go to drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of more minutes here with Jennifer Oren, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. The situation with the government and its relationship, the federal government to the states to the local to us. Mitch McConnell says states ought to declare bankruptcy. I don't know what that, first of all, you can't, but I don't understand what that does.
Oh, he wants to change the rules to allow for that.
Oh, okay.
Well, he certainly got a verbal lashing from Governor Murphy from New Jersey and Governor Cuomo in New York, because that's just a ridiculous statement. I understand that some states like California are not maybe using the money appropriately, but...
Three, you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
But you let New York go bankrupt? Like, what? Right. New York puts so much money into the national economy. It's ridiculous.
You can't keep bailing people out. I mean, it's not an endless hole that we can just keep pulling money out of. And the thing with California, most people believe that they won't reopen until they get a federal bailout. It's going to be an extortion of the federal government so that it can fix the pension problem that has plagued the state for 10 years. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's one state, though. I don't think that this should be a blanket proposal, then, for every state. So each state is different, and you know, I don't know. California, I understand, is probably a mess there, but I think it's
California is such terrible leadership. It is a mess. The state's a mess because the people that run the state have got their head firmly stuck someplace where there's no sun. And that's
let's put it this way. I believe if Kentucky was in danger of filing for bankruptcy, I don't think Mitch McConnell would be so cavalier. Oh, yeah, just file for bankruptcy. Why not?
Mm. Yep. Well, the economy, which is number one, that's part of the reality. What are we doing to save the economy? Which is a question we won't answer for a while yet, because this thing hasn't begun to dissipate the way it needs to. Thank you, ladies, for being here. The Talk Radio Review.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Time for us to visit with our pal Mario Andretti. Well, maybe Mario isn't going to make it, but I know Nick Miles will make it because he's very dependable. Nick Miles is our auto expert. That's his website, ourautoexpert.com. He's on hundreds of radio stations and thousands of television stations. He's visible now. There's a new program that's being produced just exclusively for those who are listening on Mars. He's got that, and he's got great credentials, man. He's everywhere. So let's talk about what's going on in the automobile industry. Actually, this could be a short report, because nothing's...
Yes, you're right.
Nothing's going on. But there are good signs. This is interesting from Mazda. They're going to give people that are healthcare workers free oil changes. That sounds like an interesting thing. Will other car manufacturers and service agencies, will they follow suit, do you think, Nick?
We're hoping so, to make sure that these doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers on the front line have their cars in working order. It's actually called the Mazda Car Care Program. And what they're doing is, with the dealers are saying, bring in your vehicle, it doesn't matter what it is, and we'll change the oil and give it a deep cleaning. And I'm telling you, if you've seen my car, it needs a deep cleaning. So they're going to do that and make sure everybody's cars are on the road. They're putting $5 million towards this, and it doesn't matter what the make or model. As long as they can get the oil filter, of course. They did say when I talked to them that if you have some exotic Bugatti from Europe, that you might be out of luck. But they'll do their best.
Well, this is a good sales pitch for them. This is something people would be thankful for. I didn't realize when I first saw it that they're going to do any car. I thought it was just for Mazda owners. But this is for anybody, any car. So instead of going to Jiffy Lube or changing the oil yourself, you can go in there and they'll do it and they won't charge you for it. That's
Absolutely.
Quite compelling. Yeah.
Good. It does get people in the dealership as well, which is obviously good for them because
they
get in contact with people. But at the same time, they're doing it just for healthcare workers, but it is for a limited time. So you don't want to, you know, say, well, I'm due next month, and then call your Mazda dealer and find out that they're not actually doing it. And not every Mazda dealer, most Mazda dealers are involved in this, but you also want to call before you show up, because if you show up without any cash, they might be a little unhappy if you want your oil changed.
Well, the thing about getting people into the dealerships, that's one of the things that most people think the automobile dealers are closed. Well, they aren't if you're buying online and you got to go to the dealer to pick up the car, or they have to come to you to deliver the car. And they're not really closed, but they're not encouraging people to go to the showroom. The showrooms are closed pretty much, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, depending on your state, of course, but cars are still being sold about half the rate they were being sold before the COVID appeared on our world. But at the same time, they are available. And ultimately, a lot of people don't know this, but, you get a car and you're paying a certain car payment. Quite often, you can flip into a new car or a newer car for the same or less payment. And some people decide to do that, especially with some of the financial deals out there right now from car companies, like 84 months with zero interest and being able to defer the first few months. I mean, I think that's a good idea if you need the help.
Yeah, not going to help us because neither you or I would keep a car for 84 months. 8 months, maybe.
Yes. But, how right you are.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so all these auto shows that were the mainstay, you are going around the world, going to this auto show, that auto show, pretty much all of them have been dumped, at least through, sometime in the summer? What's your expectation there?
Yeah, so they may never come back, and I'll tell you why. And then we always make jokes about this as automotive journalists, that they're kind of like a petri dish. And you got one guy coughs, and he hits about 400 people. And so this is an issue. It's always an issue around the flu season anyway, because you always come back from these auto shows with some kind of bug or flu. And now you think about all these people getting in and out of cars and touching them and standing in close quarters and oohing and ahhing and shouting because they've lost their mom, that type of stuff. And it's not necessarily a great idea. I think you'll see them come back, but there's certain shows which are the backbone of America, like CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, which is a very big car show, and also a SEMA show, which is the aftermarket show, which happens in Las Vegas in the fall, where there's a lot of people packed into a very tiny space. And so they're going to have to come up with some new idea. Perhaps open-air shows in the summer will be the best way to do it, so we're not all packed into small spaces in the winter. That's probably what we're going to see.
Yeah, using football stadium is not being used for football. Something like that.
Exactly.
That's pretty clever. General Motors won a court approval of a settlement with owners who say they have defective ignition switches. We got a few seconds on that. What does that mean to the people who own those cars?
It means that they'll finally get the cash. There were 124 deaths of this happened quite a long time ago, but finally the cash has been now being doled out to those people who say they lost value of their vehicles, and as it should be.
Right. All right, there it is. There's a straight scoop from Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his dependable website. It's 59 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.